Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide. This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we begin part two of the two-part series titled, He Must Increase.
Amen. Well, we started off talking about Jesus increasing. We looked at our text in John 3, 25 and 30. Let's read that. John 3, 25. Reads as follows. And there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John, this is John the Baptist, and they said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, speaking of Jesus, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from the Father. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I am, that I said, I am not the Christ, but I am sent before him. I am not the Christ, but I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, speaking of Jesus. But the friend of the bridegroom, John the Baptist, speaking of himself, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. Now, we studied that John the Baptist had a revelation that Jesus, when you give your life to Christ, you have to realize that more and more of you, and when I say you, your will and your emotions and your thoughts and your ideals and your plans, which are contrary to the will of God for your life, they have to decrease in order for him to increase. Our being, or how we represent ourselves to other people, they look and they'll say you're a Christian, or they'll say you're not a Christian. They'll say you're a good person, or they'll say you're not a good person. They're judging based on your actions. They're judging on how much Christ they see in you. Even though they may not realize it as that, they're looking at how much of Jesus do I see in you. We're trying to attain to the point where it says that if you've seen me, you've seen Jesus. Just as Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. If you heard me, you heard the Father. We are trying to let him live his complete life through us. And in order for that to come to pass, we must decrease so that he may increase. Now, John the Baptist had the revelation, and we went on and we talked about how people, or why people, don't allow him to increase. Look at 1 John 2:15. That's the epistle of John towards the end of the Bible. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. And they read as follows. John said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of what? Of the world. Now, the love of the world, in order not to be guilty of the love of the world, you've got to not be caught or trapped by the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Now, we said last week that all of these things are the sum total. These three things are the sum total of what Satan uses to deceive you, or what he uses to take advantage of you, or what he uses to make you fall. We talked about the fact that John, in his writings, John is a very absolute individual. He sees things as black and white. He lived in a day in which society was pagan, and he had a disgust for it. He saw people doing things that really were self-destructive. And he saw the devil taking advantage of people by having their minds twisted, by them seeing things wrong. And he said, if the love of the world is in you, then the love of the Father is not. We went on and we talked a bit about what the love of the world is. The love of the world is not just to talking about this natural environment, you know, oh, it's wrong for you to love the flowers and how beautiful the ecology is. No, because Jesus many times talked about how beautiful things were. The loveliness of the grass and the beauty of the field and the colors of the birds. It's nothing wrong. That's not what he's talking about, the world. He's not talking about that word cosmos, the physical created world. He's talking about the ideals and the ideologies of sinners. That's the world. The sinners are the world. Now, the way that they think, which is contrary to the way God thinks, that's what you're not to love. You're not to believe in it. You're not to trust in it. You're not to be deceived by it. The world will tell you things like, it's okay to sleep around before you're married. I mean, good grief. I mean, everybody's doing it. There's really nothing wrong with it. It's two consenting adults. The Bible will say it's wrong. Now, if you're siding with the world, then you're going against God. And you're showing love for the world. And if the love for the world is there, then the love of the Father is not. But no, I'm a Christian. I'm secure. I feel like I'm going to heaven. Do you keep his word? They that love me keep his commandments. Now, that's pretty strong because we'll look and say, well, do we keep all his commandments? Well, no, we don't keep all his commandments. But they that love me keep my commandments. Sounds like an absolute. They that love me keep my commandments. Now, notice it does give room that they that love me are not perfect. But your intention and your heart and your actions need to be towards keeping his commandments. And that goes back to you don't sin willingly. If you sin willingly, when I say willingly in the sense of no remorse, no guilt or anything, you're not even born again. Because a Christian has the life of God on the inside of them. They cannot sin without a consciousness that it's wrong, that I should not do this.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
But do we keep all his commandments? Well, no, we don't keep all his commandments, but they that love me keep my commandments. Sounds like an absolute. They that love me keep my commandments. Now, notice it does give room that they that love me are not perfect. But your intention and your heart and your actions need to be towards keeping his commandments. And that goes back to you don't sin willingly. If you sin willingly, when I say willingly in the sense of no remorse, no guilt or anything, you're not even born again. Because a Christian has the life of God on the inside of them. They cannot sin without a consciousness that it's wrong, that I should not do this. When you look in yourself and you know you were saved that one day, but you hadn't been to church in a long time and you really sin and don't even think about it, you kind of know it's wrong, but it's no big deal. You really have no, you have lost your salvation. I do not believe the Bible teaches once saved, always saved. I wish it did, then I could get saved and act like the devil. I can fulfill the lust of my flesh and still go to heaven. Don't you know the Bible talks about people who fulfill the lusts of the flesh and commit the works of the flesh? There's no place for them in heaven, but their place is in the fire. That right there ought to let you know just because you got saved. Now, what a lot of people do to espouse that kind of doctrine is they say, well, you never were saved. And they define salvation as staying saved all your life. That's not definite salvation. You can confess with your mouth, believe in your heart at that moment, and you can be saved. And you can continue and stay saved and work out your salvation, as the Bible says. Not work for your salvation, but work out your salvation. Or you could go ahead and not renew your mind, not transform yourself, not be conformed to the God, but be conformed to the world instead. Because if you get born again and you don't renew your mind by hearing the word of God and you live long enough, you will not be saved. Because it takes eating the word of God for your spirit to stay alive. That newborn, recreated spirit of God cannot stay alive within your heart if you do not feed it. That's why it goes right from being saved to, okay, brethren, now you're saved, your brethren, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind in Romans 12, 1 and 2. Be ye transformed that you might prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. It talks about presenting your body as a living sacrifice, which we talked about in School of the Bible today. If you don't go on from being saved to renewing your mind and presenting your body presenting your body a holy and acceptable sacrifice to God, and then proving that good and acceptable. Now, how do you present your body as a holy and what sacrifice? Acceptable. Holy and acceptable. Turn to it. Some of you guys look like you're not there with me here. Turn to Romans 12, 1. Now, I'm really not making this up. I'm really not rewriting the Bible here. I'm about to come over here where I can see the whites of your eyes. See what you're up to. Romans 12, 1. Are you there? Okay, Romans 12, 1. Now look at what I'm saying here. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, we studied that this morning, by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and what? So in order to be acceptable, I have to do what? Well, what does it say? God, that you might present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, and you have to present your bodies. Right. Now look at English. Now remember, this is written in English. It says the verb is present your body. And then the adjectives or the adverbs are as a living sacrifice, as holy, as acceptable. But the verb is present your bodies. So therefore, you have to present your bodies as a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable. That's holy and acceptable. Now, if it's not acceptable to God because you did not present your body, then what? You're not acceptable. No, but I could just get born again and that's enough. Yeah, if you die tomorrow, that's enough. If you die today, if you die before you no longer believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, that's enough. Believing in your heart, there's an action that goes along with believing, just like there's always action with faith. You believe in your heart is not something you say with your mouth. Sure, you believe in your heart and say with your mouth, but believing in your heart is not saying with your mouth. Because everything you say with your mouth, you don't believe in your heart. Did you know that? I'm a giraffe. You think I believe it? You think I believe I'm a giraffe? I said it with my mouth. I'm a Christian. I say it with my mouth. Do you think I believe it? You don't know. You don't know. Now, you hope I do if I'm the pastor, but you don't know. You hope I believe it, but you don't know. You see, I mean, you can know a fruit, or you can know a tree by the fruit it bears, but you know what I mean. Just because I say it doesn't make me it. So if I say I believe in with my, if I believe in my heart, it's natural that the actions of a believer should follow. So the things that say, brethren, I should be acting those things. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God that you present. If I believe in my heart, I can't judge anybody's mouth because they can say it. And I don't know if they believe in their heart or not, but I can begin to look at actions and I can know a tree by the fruit it's bearing or by the fruit it's not bearing. Now, I know the kind of fruit that the vine is hooked up to the branch will bear, the same fruit that the branch bears. God's anointing supplies a type of life that brings a type of fruit. And what did Jesus say when he used it? He said the Father is the husbandman. And he says any branch that does not bear fruit is cut off and thrown into the fire. Now, he didn't say, he still called him a branch. That was funny. He said any branch, still a branch, but does not bear fruit will be cut off and thrown into a fire. So a person could have been a Christian a while, but they not let the life of God flow through them to the point of ministering it to other people. They could have been a branch, but still end up in the fire.
Today's message has been part two of the two-part series titled, He Must Increase.
So go ahead and accelerate positive change in your life today. Visit us online at faithfoodshop.com to receive information about obtaining a copy of today's message. At faithfoodshop.com, you'll find hundreds of other messages by Robert D. Cook that will educate, encourage, and inspire you to continue making positive change in your life.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy of Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy of Faith family. Joy of Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by RW Plumbing.